record 2586 Kennedy v. Stover. Based on what we're hearing, I think the logic trail is solid in this. I think Veterans did what he needed to do, and I also think he went to great lengths with a witness present to explain it to the complainant. Therefore, I don't see the basis for any kind of a violation in this case.
I agree.
I move we find no violation.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
A report of this committee's findings and conclusions will be sent to the board. That report is advisory in nature. The case will be on the agenda at a future board meeting. The board meets the third Wednesday of the month. You will be notified by mail as to when the case will appear before the board as a new investigative inquiry.
Thank you.
I believe we've got the two cases grouped next.
Yes.
Okay. Are everybody okay to keep going?
Sure.
Now we are going to discuss case number 2585 and 2598 together. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll have two motions at the end.
Okay, all right. I'll read the summary of the case. Just share with me. On October 17, 2024, Ginger, an 8-year-old female domestic long-haired cat, was presented to Dr. Schell for evaluation. Complainant reported the cat had been losing weight and vomiting. Further reported was the cat had been diagnosed with bladder stones a few years prior and was not treated. Dr. Schell noted the cat was emaciated, severely dehydrated, tachycardic, and it had a golf ball-sized hard mass. Mid-cranial abdomen diagnostics were recommended along with surgery if the cat was a surgical candidate. Dr. Schell advised the cat should be transferred to a 24-hour facility for stabilization and advanced care as the cat's condition was serious. Complainant made an appointment for an emergency consultation the following day. Dr. Schell emailed the cat's medical records to the emergency facility. Later that day, Dr. Bates, a boarded surgeon from Arise, reached out to complainant after going over the cat's medical records. Dr. Bates recommended the cat be taken to an emergency facility, but complainant declined due to financial constraints. After a lengthy discussion of the cat's condition and possible options, complainant elected to bring the cat to emergency for stabilization. The following day, diagnostics were performed, and Dr. Bates went over the findings. Amongst many other issues, there was an obstructive colilith. Dr. Bates explained that the cat could continue to decline without treatment. Humane euthanasia was an option to prevent the cat from suffering if surgery was not performed. Complainant elected to proceed with surgery. During surgery, the cat went into cardiopulmonary arrest and was successfully resuscitated. The cat remained hospitalized until October 22nd, 2024. The cat returned for rechecks on November 4th, 2024. The cat passed away at home. I move that we go into executive session to review and discuss confidential information if necessary to seek legal advice.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Complaint and respondent, Dr. Bates is here in person, and then everybody's available.
Okay, well, I think we need to hear from a complainant first.
Okay.